Mr. Mladenov described the past month as being relatively calm in terms of violence in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, but he pointed to three key areas where progress was fundamental to altering the grim prospects for a negotiated peace. Since the 1st of July, he said, Israel had advanced plans to build more than 1,700 new housing units in the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem. Continuing to build in violation of international law would neither create hope for the Palestinian people or bring security to Israelis, he added.
All of these plans, Mr. President, would essentially create new illegal settlements, and I call on Israel to cease and reverse these decisions. Let me be clear, no legal acrobatics can change the facts that all outposts, whether legalized under Israeli law or not, whether located on state land or absentee land or private Palestinian land, remain illegal under international law. It is difficult to read in these actions a genuine intention to work toward a viable two-state solution.
Special Coordinator Mladenov also focused on the importance of Palestine-wide local council elections due to take place on the 8th of October. He said it was a positive development that political parties taking part, including the militant Hamas group, which controls the Gaza Strip, had agreed to an electoral code of conduct.
These elections are expected to be the first simultaneous polls in the West Bank and Gaza since 2006. Conducting the local elections in line with established international standards can contribute to advancing Palestinian reconciliation. The lack of unity, however, or any attempt to influence the outcome of the elections, including through intimidation, threats, violence or coercion, risks widening divisions and undermining the Palestinian national cause.
With the second anniversary of the ceasefire that ended the last Gaza conflict having just passed, Mr. Mladenov said too little was being done by both Israel and Hamas to improve life for the more than 1 million Palestinians confined there.
While progress has been made on reconstructing the physical damage, sadly, we're miles away from repairing the physical and psychological damage of the conflict. Until the closures are lifted, the militant buildup has ceased, and Gaza is back under the control of the legitimate Palestinian authorities. International funding and an uninterrupted flow of aid are a lifeline to over 1 million Palestinians in the Strip who are struggling to survive with a dire humanitarian situation.
He told the council it was time for political leaders and the international community to stop simply managing the conflict and end occupation with a solution that matches the legitimate national aspirations of both Israelis and Palestinians. Matthew Wells, United Nations.